folks. Thank you for joining me. Mike Adams here filling in for the third hour here on the Alex Jones Show. I want to thank Owen Schroyer. And Alex is on the road, so I'm hosting remotely also today. We've got a bombshell segment for you today. Going to change the pace, change the topic, and focus a little bit here. We're going to go on offense in terms of bringing you new breakthrough information that is game-changing for our world. It's going to change the entire dynamic of energy. It's going to take away energy scarcity from the hands of the globalists. It's going to set humanity truly free with more energy abundance. It's a very big deal. I attempted to have our guest on last week, but because of changes of schedule, we were not able to get him on the show last week. He's able to join us today. We'll bring him in at the top of the next segment coming up here in just a few minutes. And you're going to learn why the government has been suppressing this technology for decades and why they are unable to suppress it any longer. The truth is coming out. This technology is validated. It's now confirmed, and it's been publicly demonstrated at a physics convention. And people's minds are getting blown because this means that humanity can no longer be controlled by energy scarcity in the way that they used to be controlled. Now, this technology, which we're going to describe here, will share some pretty amazing announcements. It is not going to replace, however, diesel engines. It's not going to replace combustion engines in tractors or trains or jets or anything like that. But it produces excess heat. And this excess heat can be used to heat homes, to heat buildings, to heat even military installations. And with some additional engineering, it can be used to heat water, to spin turbines, to generate electricity, which is exactly how nuclear power plants work. So this breakthrough is going to be able to replace, ultimately, nuclear fuel rods. And yet, it produces no excess, excess radioactive waste like nuclear power plants do. So this is a breakthrough, decentralized, new, scientifically validated system of energy. It does not release any carbon dioxide. Not that CO2 is bad for the planet. I mean, plants love CO2, but for the greenies on the left, they'll love the fact that it doesn't produce any CO2. It has no emissions whatsoever. It's clean, it's abundant, and it can be made decentralized. It is essentially going to be rather easy to manufacture and replicate all across the country. And also, for the record, by the way, what I'm about to share here, I have no financial ties to any of this technology or any of the companies involved or any of the patents or anything like that. That's not what this is about. This is about breaking the stranglehold on humanity that is created by the globalists who are engineering food scarcity, energy scarcity, financial scarcity by shutting down small businesses and so on. You know, they're trying to strangle humanity by taking away health freedom, taking away your right to speak, and so on. We are fighting against that, not by just playing defensively, but now you could say offensively by humanity introducing new technologies that break the mold, that shatter the paradigm, and that will change the history of the world forever. This is such a big deal. I'm very proud to be able to announce this and share this with you on InfoWars.com because it once again shows that InfoWars is the leader in new media. You'll remember one day, oh my gosh, I heard that on InfoWars. And InfoWars had the courage to break that news among the very first. You're going to remember that because this is going to change the entire world. It's going to change the dynamics of geopolitics. It's going to change everything about Russia, Ukraine, the Middle East, oil, all of that. And it's going to give America, by the way, even more energy independence because it is American scientists who are the leading engineers and developers of this technology right now. This can put America back on the map, back in the lead of breakthrough science that can change the world for the better. So this is great news. And I know sometimes we need some positive news. That's exactly what this is. You're going to hear all those details here coming up for the next hour exclusively here on the Alex Jones Show. And I'm guest hosting Mike Adams. I'll also be hosting, I believe, part or all of the fourth hour with a different guest and some different topics as well. So stay with me here on the Alex Jones Show. Spread the word. Tell everybody to tune in. Breakthrough information that's going to change the world for the better. Stay with us. We'll be right back with that news and more.
Alex Jones expanded his broadcast by selling a line of products focused on healing from the toxic world of a corrupt system, which has allowed InfoWars to remain a free public broadcast to combat the dangerous lies of the mainstream media.
Alex Jones is patient zero for alternative facts.
Do you understand what I have said?
Yes, I believe what I said was true. So I don't.
Yes, you believe everything you say is true, but it isn't. Your beliefs do not make something true. That is what we're doing here.
There's going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate.
The InfoWars audience has mobilized and awakened the world to the threat that is globalism. And with your continued support, we will keep going. Join us now and support the InfoWars.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
All right, welcome back, folks, to the Alex Jones Show here on InfoWars.com. I'm Mike Adams, joining remotely, hosting this hour and the next with breakthrough information that is a game changer for our world. It's a game changer for freedom and abundance. And we're going to jump right into it so that you know the full details. Now, I will kind of caution you that the first time I heard about this technology, I thought that's impossible, that it couldn't possibly be true. There's no way that it could work. But this is not some kind of fantasy. This is validated, confirmed, publicly demonstrated, cutting-edge science, and it's called low-energy nuclear reactions, or LENR. And there are some very, very wealthy people and some very intelligent, some of the highest IQ people in the country are right now working on trying to develop the theories that explain the phenomenon that is confirmed to be happening, which is the generation of excess heat using solid-state hydrogen hot tube technology, as it's called, to generate excess heat at room temperature by converting a very tiny amount of mass into this excess energy. This is going to set humanity free if we can get it fully commercialized and shared with the world and stop the suppression of this technology. Now, I've got a special guest joining me who has been involved in this technology for many years. I've been following this also for years, and yet this is the first time that we've talked in detail about it here publicly. But our guest is going to sort of, he's been in the meetings, he's briefed the scientists, he's seen the reactions, he's seen the power plays, the investors, the money plays, all of it. And he can bring us details that you won't hear anywhere else. So this is a world exclusive of a breakthrough piece of technology that's going to change the world and help decentralize energy, which will break the stranglehold on humanity by the globalists. So let's bring in our guest, who I will call, well, James. James, are you going public with your full name at this point? You're just going by James. You tell me.
Well, I'll go by James Martinez. It's okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, James Martinez, then, and I want to thank you for joining us today, especially on such short notice. Now, let's back up, because a lot of people have never heard of this before. We need to bring them up to speed. We need to explain what is cold fusion, which is really no longer the term used for this. What is meant by low-energy nuclear reactions, and specifically tell us what has just been demonstrated, validated, and announced at a physics conference that proves that this is real. Go ahead.
Well, first I want to say congratulations to this network, because I planned long ago to make sure that this network would be the one that would make a sort of formal announcement. And that was through David Knight, who interviewed the chief executive officer of the leading cold fusion company now in the world many years ago, to prepare everybody, because it was always my contention that this technology be discussed before it comes out rather than when it already comes out. So I want to first say that. So this is important for people, because I know that this network is under a tremendous amount of scrutiny, unnecessarily, I might add. So this is, once again, the InfoWars family freedom fighters and so forth were correct on this. So that's first thing I want to say. Second thing is I got involved with this in 89. I had heard from colleagues of mine at that time that there was going to be an announcement. It's very vague when I was told about this, and I thought, you know, this is going to be an announcement regarding the energy sector. And that came from the late Dr. Andrei Baharich, who told me, and all of it came true. So in 1989, when I first saw the announcement, I'm not a scientist, I'm more of a media ecologist. So the concern for media ecology is the effects of technology on culture and what it does and how to prepare for the effects of when something like this happens. So in 89, when I first heard about this, my first reaction was, well, the career of these two gentlemen, Stanley Pons and Fleischman, is going to be destroyed, or they will be killed because of the effect that announcement had on the nuclear industry at that time. The nuclear industry lost a tremendous amount of money.
So let me just add, you're referring to the Fleischman and Pons announcement in 1989, where they demonstrated cold fusion at room temperature, and it originally made, I think, the cover of Time magazine at that time, and then it was very rapidly, quote, debunked by the physics community establishment and the hot fusion advocates, who said, no, it's impossible. You can't do this at room temperature. We need billions of dollars in funding to do this in another way. But I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just want to provide the background context. But since that time, then, both of these pathways of scientific research have progressed quite dramatically, both hot fusion and what was called cold fusion, now called low-energy nuclear reactions. It's just that hot fusion requires billions and tens of billions of dollars in funding, and they've made a lot of progress. But then low-energy nuclear reactions is done with, let's say, only millions of dollars instead of billions, and it's a much simpler technology. And yet both of these pathways are now validated as ways to produce excess energy, are they not?
Absolutely correct. The conflict is basically what you just said. It's the big business versus the new science, which cannot be ignored anymore by the establishment because of events that just took place a couple of weeks ago at the ICC F24 event, where they demonstrated this technology.
Tell us about that event, and the website for that. Is that ICCF24.com? Is that the site?
.org.
I'm sorry. Okay. ICCF24.org. And that event was a gathering of physicists all presenting papers and theories and some demonstrations. And this Stirling engine powered by this solid-state low-energy nuclear reaction system was demonstrated for people to see. What was the reaction? And we have a video of that, by the way, that our producers here can show. But what was the reaction when people saw that with their own eyes for the first time?
Well, there wasn't much of a reaction because most of the people there that were attending were all the leaders in the field that came from all over the world. They already know this is going on. They've been known it's going on for quite some time. The emphasis wasn't so much on whether or not they had a device they're working on that was there, but it was more on still the ongoing fencing that is going on between old consciousness versus new consciousness, and the power struggle that exists between the two because of something that is interfering with everything, that is greed, monopolies, patents, control, etc. Those matters, when it meets with this, do not mix. And I want to say this for everybody, because this is the most important part. The most important part is most of the people that were attending this were probably 70 years old and up. They're all old men who committed their entire lives and careers to seeing this thing through. And the unifying thing that brought them together was they wanted to leave something behind for their children and for the world, which is why they spent enormous amounts of time and sacrifice, which people have no idea the level of sacrifice that it's taken to get this far. And all of these older gentlemen were from all walks in different countries,
And I get that, James. I'm sorry to interject. I get that, but how? Let's remember that our audience does not yet know what you know about how this has been validated and how this is real, and all the people you're talking about, they've known for a long time, because these experiments have been replicated by the United States Navy, laboratories in Japan and Russia and so on all over the world. We got to go to break here shortly, but when we come back, I'd like you to talk about how do we know that this is real? What is the evidence that this excess energy is being produced? And then who is working on the physics models that can actually explain this, and what's going to be required in terms of expanding our current state of understanding of fusion and the table of elements and how things work in the real world? Because we're going to have to rework some of our knowledge of truly the laws of physics. So stay with us, James. I appreciate you. Thank you for your patience. We'll be right back after this break with all of those explanations and more straight ahead. Stay with us.
So many people over the years have walked up to me randomly on the street and said, super male vitality is incredible. Why does it work so well? And the answer is very simple. It takes from Chinese medicine and other ancient traditions, known herbal compounds that boost libido, stamina, and energy, and it comes from cold pressed herbs, so they're not boiling or heating up the herbs that are known to have these natural effects. It's cold pressed. It's been sold out for 8 months or more. It's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off Super Male Vitality. And it goes great with X2, which is also 25% off. But if you get both these products together, they're 40% off in a combo at InfoWarsStore.com. So X2 and Super Male Vitality, 40% off together or 25% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. Try it today. Ladies and gentlemen, you have seen the enemy try to shut us down. You've seen them with thousands of articles a day and every major TV network owned by the globalists attacking us and lying about us and trying to shut us down. You've seen them lie in court and say that I make $300 million a year or that I made $61 million last year. I don't have $5 million in my net worth, and I wish I had $100 million because we could do a lot more. They have lied to this jury. They have told them that I'm guilty up front, and they've already done a $4 million judgment versus the $150 million they asked for. That is a victory. With the judge instructing them, you must find him guilty. You must give them something. This is a big deal. They have the punitive damages coming out today. Am I worried about it? No. It could be $1 billion. I don't have it. And we're in bankruptcy, so we can prove that we don't have all this money, and we will continue on. But if we don't have the basic money to keep the lights on and run the operation and pay for the crew and pay for legal, we will shut down by the weight of these George Soros, Bloomberg. We know one of the main firms that he uses is involved countering our bankruptcy. Right here in Texas. So they're coming for us because they're coming for you. But if you will provision us and commission us and keep us in the fight, you have my promise that we will not back down or give in, but we could give out. So if we do not have your support, we'll be shut down. And we are barely even able to fund this bankruptcy and go through this. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a copy of the new Great Reset, The War for the World. It describes the whole New World Order. This is my masterwork at InfoWarsStore.com. The new film that's out, to have it on DVD. Alex's War, our 28-year war against the globalists. Really wakes people up. It's available, ready to ship. InfoWarsStore.com. And we have amazing supplements and high-end vitamins that are good for your immune system and your overall body. Vitamineral Fusion, sold out for more than 6 months. Back in stock. Bodies, the strongest turmeric extract out there, 95% curcuminoid. Leading competitors are 5%. And they still work. That's how powerful turmeric is. Ours is super concentrated. We believe it's the best on the market anywhere. We searched around. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Diet Force is almost sold out. A bunch of key natural enzymes that turn up your overall metabolic rate and turn up as you get older your metabolic systems. So again, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Get Ultra 12, highest quality vitamin B12. Take it on the tongue for higher absorption. Incredible for your whole body. Stamina, energy, libido, everything. All of this is amazing for your immune system. All of it is amazing for your mood and your way of life and everything you do. All of it is really, really good for your metabolism. Please take action now in the face of the globalists who are coming for us all and keep us on air. That is my prayer. That is my hope. And I want to thank you all for your past support. Thank you so much. Now the ball is in your court.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
All right, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Mike Adams, and we're having a science breakthrough conversation today. And I know it's difficult for us to talk about this right now with the weaponization of the IRS targeting the American people, the rogue nature of the FBI just off the reservation going insane, running a war against conservative America and all of Trump's people. I know that the dollar collapse is approaching and they're going to try to thrust all of us into a central bank digital currency, control us. And I know that we're fighting a defensive war, it seems, every day. We're trying to just stop the tyranny that's marching upon us day by day, step by step. But we can't just win by fighting a defensive war on every issue affecting humanity and the future of human civilization. From time to time, we have to have breakthroughs of new solutions that actually create decentralization and reduce our dependence on globalism or centrally controlled systems. In fact, this was the whole idea behind cryptocurrency. What about a decentralized currency that the central banks can't control so that we can buy, sell, and trade with each other using a peer-to-peer, non-centralized system that is not easily shut down by the powers that be? And I think that's been proven. They can't shut it down very easily, although the Treasury is now outlawing some of the Bitcoin mixing services, you know, just to make it more difficult for people. But what about energy decentralization? That's what we're talking about today. A breakthrough technology that was really first demonstrated in 1989, but it was difficult to reproduce at that time. And it goes back to Fleischmann and Pons at the University of Utah, Salt Lake City. But in the decades since, this has now been refined, it's been validated, and it's not a miracle replacement for oil. Let me be clear. This does not replace combustion engines in any way. What it does is it produces excess heat. So it has to use a little bit of energy itself, but it multiplies the effect of that energy to produce excess heat that can heat buildings, heat water, heat, on ranches and farms, greenhouses. Look about what's happening in Western Europe right now, where they're not getting the natural gas from Russia because the Nord Stream 1 pipeline has been shut down to about 20%. A big question in Germany, you know, in France, in Spain, in the UK is how are you going to heat your buildings this winter? They're taking short, cold showers now because they don't have the heat just to heat their water. Well, here's a solution. And I brought on James Martinez because he is the expert who has monitored this situation for years. He knows that this is a solution that's proven, that is ready to be licensed to boiler companies, ready to be adopted worldwide. It's here. The future changes from here forward. So, James, welcome back. Thank you for joining us today. Talk to us about how we know, like I said before the break, how do we know that this is working? What's the proof of this?
Well, I would say for the people that have never heard this before, first step is go to watch the 60 Minutes interview that took place many years ago where they validated all of this. All this was validated primarily in the United States at SRI International for a long time. It was not something that was done immediately and people did not jump to conclusions. This has gone through an enormous amount of scrutiny by many, many people for a long time. SRI International is where the internet came out of. It's also where other technologies that have profoundly changed the entire planet came from there. I know the people involved with handled the measuring of the excess heat, Dr. Fran Tanzella, who did that. And he was so impressed by the findings, as is many other people, that he's now dedicated the rest of his career to bring this forth. Now, there were other third-party verifications with other people in all over the world. One of them was Andrea Rossi out of Italy. There's multiple countries that are involved with this and been involved with it for a long time. And the fact that we've arrived at this position where now people are going out on a ledge and putting everything on the line, say, okay, here it is. Now the conversation is totally different. Our conversation now, and I would tell everybody, because one of the most important things that took place at that event that I attended is I got to meet Rob Duncan. Rob Duncan was the gentleman in the 60 Minutes interview. And he was the gentleman sent in to measure the measuring stick, so to speak, to measure the calorimetry, to show and prove there was excess heat. He was there. And he, I sat next to him with a bunch of Navy guys and other people that were attending. And I got to hear the story about what happened after that interview was done by 60 Minutes. And I even called 60 Minutes a couple days later, actually, to tell him what's really going on now. And Rob Duncan, he said very simply, just check the data. I read the data. I looked at the data. I follow the data. That's what we're supposed to do as scientists. And then he went into the whole explanation of what happened after that interview took place, which I didn't know about. And none of the other people at that table I was with heard what happened to him. And that the intellectual threats that were made because of that coming out piece of saying, yes, Pons and Fleischmann were correct, we've got excess heat, are profound. And it's science.
So for a couple of decades, I'm sorry to interrupt, but this sounds a lot like when doctors were talking about what works to stop COVID, you know, including the late Zev Zelenko talking about quercetin and zinc and vitamin C and so on. And of course, that was immediately suppressed because it would have saved people and reduced, you know, hospitalization and death by ventilator and so on. So here's something that's just like that, but it's been going on for decades, where here's a solution for humanity that's actually kind of simple. You know, you don't have to have a multi-billion-dollar hot fusion reactor with, you know, magnetic levitation fields and all that stuff, which is what the hot fusion people work on. You can do this with some, I don't know, some palladium and some special materials, but at room temperature in something the size of like a toaster oven, or maybe a little bit larger, like a mini fridge or something. So this has been suppressed all this time. And you've seen that, right? I mean, you've seen scientists just blacklisted from the industry for daring to talk about the true data they saw.
Yeah, that is the main problem, and it has been the main problem in this field, because there's too many people that are gaslighting others at the very top from intellectual rooftops, saying this can't exist and this is what reality is and so forth. And the scrutiny that scientists have to go through in this particular field, it's still there. In a minimal level now, it's very minimal. But I've spoke to a lot of guys there, including young scientists, that were speaking to me and saying, you know, I'm going to be going and doing my doctorate at a major university in England. And what do you think? Should I do it? Should I do it on LENR? And I looked at him like, what are you doing? Of course you should do it on LENR. Sometimes you have to forget your head and grab your balls. I mean, get on with it. Where is your courage? I mean, are you seeing what's going on here? Are you aware of what has just happened here? And they were aware, but there's still this level of fear from authority figures having to do with this. But it's too late now. We're past that. We're way past that. This is a profound change in the human condition.
How is this going to be rolled out then? Is it going to be licensed to companies? Are people going to be able to have like home boiler heaters that they can license, or are there going to be major manufacturers, like big industrial manufacturers, licensing this technology and putting it into commercial buildings? Sort of, I mean, we're about to go to break, but tell us how this is going to look as it rolls out in the years ahead.
All those discussions have been underway for a long time. It's going to be the heating market that comes first, because it's the easiest entry. That's
okay, where. All right. Hold that thought. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about what this means for Western Europe, for Russia, for geopolitics in the world, and maybe peace for humanity. We'll be back with those topics and much more.
You're watching The American Journal with Harrison Smith.
The Alex Jones Show.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
America is facing her final days as we speak. But this nation, this republic and our ideals doesn't have to die. But if our country and our way of life is to be preserved, we have to recognize that we're under attack, and we have to document and chronicle who the attackers are, and we have to discover the ideology of these enemies of freedom. It is the big mega corporations. It is the Great Reset. It is Klaus Schwab. It is Bill Gates. It is the New World Order. So I want to thank for all your years of support, the InfoWars viewers and listeners, for what you've done. And I want to just encourage you today, now more than ever, to financially support InfoWars at this critical time. We have a plan that will work, where we'll stay on air throughout all these fraudulent lawsuits. We'll appeal them and we'll defeat them, or we'll die trying, but only if you support us. If you don't support us during this critical juncture of free speech systems bankruptcy, if you don't support us during these three trials, these kangaroo courts we're facing, we will begin imploding immediately. So I'm not complaining. I'm not bitching. I can leave it all in the field. I've been doing this 28 years. But I know instinctively and spiritually and intellectually and politically and economically that our best work is now at hand. Now, because of supply chain breakdowns and other issues in the last year and a half, a lot of our best-selling products have been sold out. And that's one of the biggest things that's put us in the hole. But thank God we fixed the supply chain issues the last 4 months, and much of the products ahead of the new lockdowns that are coming have gotten back in stock. So I want to encourage listeners to go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the classic bestseller is finally back in stock, the original Super Blue. We have the Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste, super high quality as well. We have the Activated Charcoal Toothpaste with no additives and the mouthwash. These are all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com together, or 40% off by themselves. Our number one bestseller, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the amino acids. So key for your immune system, your whole body. Great for adults and children. It is back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, the highest level curcuminoid of any one of the great turmeric products on the market. 5% curcuminoid does a great job for you. That's the average turmeric product. This is concentrated, 95% the strongest out there. And then this, sold out for more than 6-7 months, maybe it's 8 months, now back in stock, Super Male Vitality cold-pressed herbs that are designed and on record to boost your libido, your stamina, your energy, and so much. And it really turbocharges with X2, Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the missing link for so many people. Most folks have an iodine deficiency. This goes right into your cells. It is beyond amazing. It goes great with Super Male Vitality. Men, women, children, everybody should be taking it. These two together are 40% off, or 25% off individually. Super Male Vitality, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off when you get it with X2. And this keeps us on air. So I want to thank you for your support over the years. No operation has exposed the New World Order more than we have, and that credit goes to you, not just the crew and not just the host here. So I salute you and I thank you. And I tell you now, at this critical juncture when the whole globalist system is out in the open, now is the most critical time ever to support InfoWars. So thank you so much for your support.
Oh, no, I don't even know what this is. How did we get here?
I just caught you, American. You visited Bandai Video. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit Man.Video, or I have to hurt you.
Kung Flu.
It comes from China.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, let's back up, folks, because I haven't done a good enough job yet of describing the monumental global change that this is going to cause all around the world. I'm going to bring in a term that you've probably never heard before. It's another technology that can be coupled with low-energy nuclear reactions, and together they generate electricity. And this can be decentralized. You can have power without a power grid. There's some engineering required. This isn't like an off-the-shelf thing you can buy yet. But let me introduce you to this term, and we have our guest continuing with us, James Martinez. But the term is thermophotovoltaics. Thermophotovoltaics. Now, thermophotovoltaics, this is technology, and this has all been demonstrated by MIT scientists. There are patents on this. There's a lot of articles out there in the science world, all over the science websites. Thermophotovoltaics, it's a special kind of system where you have a substance, usually a special alloy, that when it is heated, it gives off infrared radiation. And then you have special, you could call them solar panels, but they're not solar, they're photovoltaic panels that generate electricity upon exposure to those infrared wavelengths. Okay, so you got me? You got something getting hot, and it kind of glows with infrared light, and then this light is picked up by this panel, and this panel converts it into current, just like that. It's heat to electricity. And based on new information about this that I just read last week and covered on my own show, on my own website, the efficiency of this process is now approaching about 40%, which is unheard of. I mean, that's a breakthrough. And what this means, folks, is that if you can produce excess heat, which is happening through low-energy nuclear reactions, which is what we're talking about, that's our guest, James, if you can produce excess heat, you can convert the heat into current, DC current, like what comes off a solar panel, except this system, folks, runs 24/7. Whereas solar panels obviously only work when the sun is out, and even not very well half of that time because the sun's at the wrong angle, might be clouds or rain or whatever, and you know, wind turbines don't work when the wind isn't blowing. So all this green energy stuff that's out there, it doesn't work more than half the time. More than half the time. Low energy nuclear reactions, excess heat combined with thermophotovoltaics that can produce electricity instantly on demand 24/7 with no carbon emissions, no radioactive waste, and this technology exists right now. And if I sound excited about this, yeah, heck yeah, I am. This is a game changer. So James, let me ask your opinion on that. I'm sure the scientists you talk to, they understand that if you have heat, you can generate electricity through systems like the one I just described. Are they already thinking ahead about how this could be used to create off-the-shelf electricity generation systems?
They're already producing electricity. I was there, and when I met with the Navy guys and other science guys that are involved, these are the guys that were already talking to 60 Minutes, following up with 60 Minutes on what was going on. I came up with three guys who were standing right in front of me, and they said, James, we're producing electricity. We don't know how, but we're producing electricity now. What do we do? And
what do you mean they don't know how? I mean, what are they saying?
They haven't. The problem has been is that with something like this, it has to do with the recoding of language, recoding of perception, and then getting everybody to agree that this certain thing is happening. And then getting everybody to finally, once they got to that point, move forward in a systematic, logical way. And Google has financed massive millions and millions of dollars into the research into this. In fact, it was that particular company that produced the Nature article that was very, very important in terms of they wanted to be able to make sure 100% that this was producing excess heat. Now, we've already produced electricity in very small amounts, and these Navy guys have already done it as well. We're past that point. But the problem that exists right now, and it's not really a problem, it has to do with semantics. And that's what science is arguing about behind the scenes.
All right, so if I could translate this into layperson terms, this phenomenon is real. The phenomenon is observable, it's reproducible, excess heat's being produced, and from that there's some small amount of electricity that's being produced. The problem is trying to agree on the theory, the model, that describes the reality of this phenomenon. So physics is a system of models. Just to let our viewers know, physics is not reality. When physicists talk about, oh, our formula says this and this and this, you're modeling the world. You are not the real world. Reality is created by, well, God and the cosmos. You know, it has its own way of doing things. Physics is just trying to describe the cosmic truths that are out there, the interactions, cause and effect, the flow of time, and all of those things. And physics has to constantly change its language, its models, its understanding, the expansion of knowledge. I mean, think about it. We went from Newtonian physics to, you know, like string theory, M theory, quantum theory. Nobody could even explain quantum computers. And yet the National Institute of Standards and Technology, the NIST, is running, I think, like 16 qubit quantum computers. Maybe it's 32 qubits. I think Google's running like 56 qubits now. No one can explain how that works, but it works. It's reliable. Is that kind of a good metaphor for what we're dealing with here?
You hit it right on target. Absolutely correct. there's a delay switch with the commercialization and deployment of this. This could have been done and out the door many, many, many years ago. But the problem has been that what I just mentioned and also the disruptive nature. But we're supposed to be in a disruptive state as a species, as a human family. So this has begun now. I mean, the only clap that I heard while I was there is when ARPA announced that they were going to be putting money and research into this. To the people ARPA. That were there, that was like a big deal. They're like, wow, we do have a reason to live now. We're validated. All these old science guys were like so excited by that.
But isn't this, see, this energy abundance runs contradictory to the current goals of the depopulation globalists, because they want to reduce the population of the planet by 7 billion people or more. And in order to do that, they have to shut down the economies. They have to engineer food scarcity, mass starvation. They have to shut down the energy infrastructure, which they are doing. So if, I mean, doesn't that explain why there's so much suppression of this? Because if people can replicate a relatively simple, easy to build, I shouldn't say easy. I mean, it's taken many years and a lot of money, but easier than hot fusion for sure. But if this can become widespread, it kind of makes it hard for the globalists to take everybody out by cutting off the power grid, doesn't it?
Absolutely correct. When Roger Bannister broke the four-minute mile, that was impossible. But moments later, everybody was doing it. This is so far out of the box now, and there's so many people involved in multiple countries in research and development in this, that it's, you know, this is too late. We've passed the danger zone, and a lot of people are going to figure out how this works themselves, and they will model what the leading company has done in certain forms, because that's what we do. So I'm been preparing the public for a long time, because I've spoken all over the world about this. I've spoken to the British government. I've spoken, there's multiple countries that are involved in this, and that are just waiting for the birth of this new baby to be born. And that's very close now. But I might add, and I want to say it here for this audience, because it's really important, because I had private meetings with people there, and everybody's pretty exhausted, the science guys, especially the U.S. guys. And they're saying now, and they're suggesting, that if they don't get cooperation from the United States, meaning the people of the United States, they're going to go to Europe, as they should, because we have been discussing this in public for a very long time, here and abroad. And that's because Europe, they're waiting, totally supportive of this. There's Nordic countries that have already invited these scientists over there, and they've been in negotiations. All of this has been underway behind the scenes for a very long time.
Sorry to cut you off. We're going to go to break, but there's an easy way to get U.S. government funding for this company. Just make Nancy Pelosi a shareholder. All the money will come flowing right in, and it'll be a done deal by the billions. So, yeah, there are solutions here that are easy to find. You're watching The Alex Jones Show. We'll be back right after this break with more on the topic of abundant energy for humanity.
It's really hard to believe that we've reached this point. We're inside the New World Order now. We're inside the globalist takeover. I've been on air 28 years, and I knew this was coming. And I did everything I could to try to stop it. But we didn't stop it. Depopulation, collapsed borders, world economic crises, it's all here. But despite all that, humanity has a fighting chance. If we hadn't have exposed the globalist operations, we would be caught completely unprepared right now at this critical juncture. But because of your support and your actions and your prayer, humanity has a real fighting chance. Whether it's Bolsonaro in Brazil, or whether it's Orban in Eastern Europe, or whether it's patriots here in America and Australia and so many other places, we have a real fighting chance right now because of the actions you've taken. And people are more awake than ever. They are more receptive to the truth than they've ever been. And that's why the mission of InfoWars in the last 28 years is now coming in to really its final phase. We were supposed to already be taken off the air by the deplatforming, the debanking, the lawsuits, the attacks, but it didn't work. So now the systems had to rig courts in Texas and Connecticut, try to shut us down. We're not victims, we're overcomers. The fact that we're under so much attack is because we've been so truthful, we've been so accurate, and you've been so supportive. So I want to encourage listeners to understand that any day now could be our last broadcast. At any time, the enemy can shut us down. And the investment you've made in InfoWars and this organization of truth and justice has been unparalleled. And I want to thank you and I want to salute you, because they cut the power off, they can launch a fake EMT, they can do anything at any point with an electromagnetic pulse attack or with a fake hacker attack, you name it. And so I wanted to take time out to thank you for your investment of time and energy and money. And I wanted to encourage you, when you still got a chance, to support InfoWarsStore.com. We have high quality storable foods ready to ship at PrepareToday.com. We have amazing supplements and films and books and survival systems at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the new book that comes out in August, The Great Reset, The War for the World, at InfoWarsStore.com with signed copies. We have the products that have now come back into stock, like Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and the new product, Diet Force, all discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to thank you for your past support, and I wanted to encourage you to understand that now is the critical juncture. All the work we've done, all the support you've engaged in, all the word of mouth, all the prayers, all of it is now leading to this critical moment we are at right now. Ladies and gentlemen, this could be our last broadcast today, or could be next week or next month or next year. We could defeat the globalist overnight. It's really all up to you. So I want to encourage you all again to visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, to get Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to get the new product Diet Force, to get the new books, the films, 2,000 Mules, Alex's War, pre-order the book The Great Reset. We are fighting for you. We're fighting for ourselves and our families. We're fighting together for a pro-human, anti-globalist future. So please continue to support and take action now when you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. Get an Alex Jones's Right t-shirt. Get a book, get a film, but whatever you do, spread the word about the broadcast, because the world is ready to listen. The world is really waking up thanks to your efforts.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The powers that be use censorship and deplatforming to try to enslave humanity through engineered scarcity. Whether it's food scarcity, energy scarcity, information scarcity, or technology scarcity. And that's why it's so crucial that this platform, InfoWars.com, continues to exist. And that's why I support this platform and its existence and its hosts and the questioning of everything. Because where else are you going to get good, solid information about how to prevent COVID? Or what questions we should be asking about these so-called vaccines, or what we're talking about today, low-energy nuclear reactions, major scientific breakthrough for humanity that is clean, sustainable energy that can help power our economies for, you know, millennia to come if we don't kill ourselves first in nuclear war. But this platform is so necessary to get that information out, because all the other mainstream corporate media, of course, they're all controlled by the deep state, controlled by the corporate interests, controlled by the CCP in some cases. You know, the New York Times, it takes money from the Communist Party in China to run propaganda pieces disguised as news. I think the Washington Post even did that as well. It's truly insane. So support this platform. And one of the things you can do right now that's very effective and actually pretty cool, it's a great idea, Alex Jones' new book, The Great Reset. As a fundraiser, this book is available, signed by Alex himself. I think it's $100 at InfoWarsStore.com, and this is going to be a collector's piece, let me tell you. Great Reset and The War for the World by Alex Jones. So if you go in there, get a copy of that book. It's going to be signed. Every signature is, you know, unique. It's not like a machine signing it. It's Alex Jones staying up late signing it. And you'll be able to show this and really treasure this, because InfoWars is the platform that is saving humanity from the lies, the propaganda, the disinformation of the controlled media propagandists and the depopulation anti-human globalists. So this is history in the making, folks. And that's why I'm having my guest on today. This is the last segment with James Martinez. Thank you, James, for your patience. But it's almost difficult for us to accurately describe the monumental changes. And that's my question to you now. what's going to happen geopolitically in our world when this low-energy nuclear reaction technology, or LENR, L-E-N-R, as you say, when this becomes applied, commercialized, to replace natural gas for heat, and maybe eventually start to replace coal or fuel rods in nuclear power plants? I mean, I know that's going to take a lot of time, but what does our world look like with those changes?
Well, those type of discussions have been in the planning phases for a very, very long time. And I just want to make sure for the record that I say this, that on World Water Day in Washington, D.C., one of the panelists that is going to be heading up the Committee on the Environment and Green Technology and so forth is a woman by the name of Phyllis Young. She's the senior elder of the Lakota Sioux tribe. She has been the supporter of this technology for quite some time. It's going to be mentioned in her talk regarding the relationship we have with water, and not as just a means for our own health, but the spiritual applications, and also how to unite the world under this new condition that we're in. I mean, we're in a totally different position now, and the conversation should be altered entirely. I want to make sure that people understand that some of the biggest companies in the world that you hate are involved. They know that this changes the situation entirely because it's the great equalizer. And this is going to be, everything's going to be redesigned, and people know this. So there's been discussions with other countries. I've discussed this with the Swiss government in their city planning office about what this is going to do with construction, what it's going to do with cost of living, what it's going to do with business in general, what it's going to do to the alteration of currency. I've had people from the crypto world I've dealt with for years. I warned everybody way, way, way in advance, so that when this day would come, when this device was put out before the public, not in a lab, that this great change would take place. And this has already started. I mean, most people do not think in terms of how technology alters human behavior and biological impact culturally and what that's going to do. But for this particular matter, this has got to be discussed early before it comes out, and it should be put before all our elected employees, all the responsible parties,
James,
that govern our energy policies.
How do we make sure that this doesn't get monopolized by those evil corporations that currently control society? I mean, you and I, we're all about decentralization. We'd love for the people of the world to have abundance, whether it's abundant water, yes, energy, fuel, heat, food, everything. But you just said something kind of scary, that there's some evil corporations getting their hands into this, and they have the money, they have the power, they can censor. How do we make sure we don't become slaves under their control of this technology?
Well, some of them have gone through consciousness changes, because this, when you know its reality and know its capability, the conversation's quite different. I had private conversations, and I was there specifically at this event to talk to people face to face about where their philosophy stands. And some of these people have tremendous financial wealth, tremendous. And I was pleased to see that his moral compass is in the right place. That's why I went to this event. It's very important, because we have a chance, we have a second chance to do the right thing for humanity here. Because you cannot lecture the public and lecture the world about saving the planet if you don't provide a real solution. And they could have saved the planet a long time ago, a long time ago. So none of that works. And if you're not providing a solution and giving a direction for people to go that makes sense, then what are you doing? So their arguments and the things that they've asserted are meaningless. They're meaningless. They always have been.
Well, right. I mean, the government's out there telling everybody just buy electric cars. Like, that's going to solve the problem. It doesn't solve any problem. What's going to charge the cars? You know, and the cars have no range. I mean, you try to tow a trailer on an electric Ford EV truck and you get about, what, 80 miles and you're done. Hope your vacation is real close by, because you're not getting very far. I mean, it's a joke. And then there's not enough lithium mining, and it's dirty mining, even in the world, to provide the batteries that would be needed if everybody goes out and buys an electric vehicle. So you're right. It's a joke. They're not providing real solutions. But even this solution that we're talking about today, LENR, this is going to take many, many years to commercialize, produce, distribute, support. kind of evolve the feature set, evolve the amplification of the excess heat, and so on. And this is not an instant magical solution either.
Well, money drives things. And if certain amounts of money are applied at certain pressure points, this thing can be in the streets in 2 years. A lot of discussions have taken place behind the scenes with huge companies about the amount of time it's going to take, where this type of technology should be put first, how it's to be applied, partnerships with companies, what it's going to do to markets and profits, and what is profit under this? That's a big philosophical question, because the amount of energy this thing emits from this very small amount of water is profound. People can run their houses for like 10 years for minimal costs. And what is that going to do? That's going to change everything. And that's where the discussion should be right now. Most people are not even aware of that. But I would just assert to everybody that they don't know about this to go look at the data, do the research. Most of these people that are doing this, they're very open about it. Please come check us out.
Where do they find the data?
Prove us wrong.
Give us, like, where do people go to look at this? Is there a website?
They
is there a presentation?
They can go to Brillouin Energy. They can go to a number of websites that are doing this. They talk about very open source. But Brillouin Energy, they've had people fly in from all over the world. All over the world have come in to see that and seen every step of the of advancement that they've gone in. There's going to be a podcast that is going to become public shortly. It is going to go into the financial aspects of this from the people that actually deal with it, which is me and another guy. And you're going to get to hear what really is going on in the financial world, in the negotiation world, in the legal world, in the patent world, all of that stuff, and what is really going on, because people don't get to hear that and need to know. But it's been going on for quite some time, so it is proceeding.
Before, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we don't have much time left. The only input to this system, as I understand it, is heavy water. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, and it only uses a microscopic amount of mass to be converted into excess heat. I mean, it's almost nothing. It's imperceptible. Is that right? Or
you're correct. Yes.
So 100%. So people would have to change out the heavy water once every decade, or what? How does it work?
Yeah, they'd have to change out the water. All of that is been discussed behind the scenes. This is a great moment for humanity. That's what people should recall from this. I just suggest everybody just look at the data, do your own research. You will find out the truth.
Okay. Thank you, James Martinez. Thank you so much for your time. We're out of time here today. Folks, we've got David Dubayan coming up next hour about food scarcity. And again, thank you, James. That was all about low energy nuclear reactions, LENR, do your own research. And we'll be back with David Dubayan straight ahead.
InfoWars is funded and supported by viewers and listeners like you. We don't get support from big billionaires like George Soros. We don't get big corporate sponsors. We sell high-quality products directly to the public that really work. I mean, after all, we want something to really work so you get a great effect, so you want to come back and buy it again. We treat people like we want to be treated. And we have been sold out for at least 7 months of one of our classic best-selling products, Super Male Vitality. We had a limited shipment come in. It takes on average 3 times the cold-pressed herbs to make this than other formulas because it's never pasteurized. It's never heated up. They don't take these rare herbs and grind them up and then turn them into a powder. They only take the essence or the juices out of it and concentrate in it. What it does for stamina, for energy, for libido is amazing. People absolutely love it. In fact, this bottle's half empty because this is my personal bottle we've got. It is 25% off, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. But it's 40% off when you get it with X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine that is so popular. Most people are deficient in iodine. It, too, is connected not just to immune system, not just to libido and stamina and energy, but all cellular activity. It is essential. That means you die without it. These two products are 40% off together at InfoWarsStore.com. Super Male Vitality and X2 together, 40% off. And finally, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com, highest level curcuminoid, 95% of any brand out there, and our bestseller, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, with all the minerals, all the vitamins, all the amino acids for your entire cellular system, for your immune system, for everything that goes on in your body. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much for your support. These products are now back in stock. If you're a new viewer, you really should try them because they'll blow you away.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.